Blog Talk Radio.
Deeper truth. Holy name of Jesus, preparing for December 25. Are you ready? Today is December 18, 2022, the feast of Blessed Anthony Grassi. And I will share the Angelus. On a certain occasion, Saint Francis Xavier, by the sign of the cross, made seawater fresh so that his fellow passengers and the crew could drink it. May we be so empowered by this great faith. So let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all, through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever souls she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for us, for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. O good Jesus, according to your great mercy, have mercy on me, O most merciful Jesus, by your precious blood which you did shed for sinners. I beseech you to wash away all my iniquities graciously upon me, a poor and unworthy sinner, as I call upon your holy name. Therefore, O Jesus, do save me for your holy name's sake. O God, who did appoint your only begotten Son to be the Savior of mankind, and did command his name to be called Jesus, mercifully grant that we may enjoy the vision of him in heaven, whose holy name we venerate on earth. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus without end. And the Feast of Blessed Anthony Grassy. St. Anthony's, or Blessed Anthony's father died when his son was only 10 years old. But the young lad inherited his father's devotion to Our Lady of Loreto. The Virgin Mary's house in Nazareth came under threat by invading Saracen armies. It was miraculously transported in 1291 from the Holy Land to Loreto, a small town on Italy's Adriatic coast. As a schoolboy, he frequented the local church of the Oratorian Fathers, joining the religious order when he was 17. Already a fine student, Anthony soon gained a reputation in his religious community as a walking dictionary, who quickly grasped scripture and theology. For some time, he was tormented by scruples, but they reportedly left him at the very hour he celebrated his first Mass. From that day, serenity penetrated his very being. San Antonio's devotion to the Blessed Mother led to a most extraordinary experience when in 1621, while praying at the shrine of the Holy House of Loreto, he was struck by lightning. While his clothes were burned and singed, and he was knocked unconscious, he was miraculously healed. In 1621, at age 29, he was struck by lightning while praying in the church of the Holy House of Loreto. He was carried paralyzed from the church, expecting to die. When Anthony recovered in a few days, he realized that he had been cured of acute indigestion. His scorched clothes were donated to the Loreto Church as an offering of thanks for his new life, the new gift of life. More importantly, Anthony now felt that his life belonged entirely to God. Each year thereafter, he made a pilgrimage to Loreto to express his thanks. As a priest, Father Antonio was renowned as a confessor and known as the priest of the poor. For his extraordinary charity, he was particularly adept at resolving disputes among rivals, earning the moniker Angel of Peace. and he was especially known for his faithfulness in visiting the sick and the dying. He also began hearing confessions and came to be regarded as an outstanding confessor. Simple and direct, Anthony listened carefully to penitents, said a few words, and gave a penance and absolution, frequently drawing on his gift of reading consciences. St. Padre Pio had that very gift as well. In 1635, Anthony was elected superior of the Fermo Oratory. He was so well regarded that when he reelected, he was reelected every 3 years until his death. He was a quiet person and a gentle superior who did not know how to be severe. At the same time, he kept the Oratorian constitutions literally, encouraging the community to do likewise. He refused social or civic commitments and instead would go out day or night to visit the sick or dying or anyone else needing his services. As Anthony grew older, he had a God-given awareness of the future, a gift which he frequently used to warn or to console. So he had the gift of prophecy here. But age brought its challenges as well. Anthony suffered the humility of having to give up his physical faculties one by one. First was his preaching, necessitated after he lost his teeth. Then he could no longer hear confessions. Finally, after a fall, Anthony was confined to his room. The Archbishop himself came each day to give him Holy Communion. One of his final acts was to reconcile two fiercely quarreling brothers. The liturgical feast of Blessed Anthony Grassi is celebrated on December 13. He was beatified by Pope Leo XIII during the holy year of 1900, the third Oratorian to be so honored. Words to Live by Blessed Anthony Grassi. He who loves our Lord Jesus Christ must desire to be with him. The more we conform ourselves to his example, the more perfect will be our lives. We must make humility the foundation of our lives. The more humble a man is, the better he knows himself, and therefore the better he knows God. The more he knows God, the better he loves him. The better he loves him. By humility, he obtains more charity. And by having more charity, he obtains more humility. And those are words to live by, coming from Blessed Anthony Grassi. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these holy saints who are great role models for us, to imitate them in imitating you. As in the military, I was, you know, we would, you know, living the legend, living the dream. But in our holy Catholic faith, we are living the blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your great blessing. And the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that as we have known the incarnation of Christ, your Son, by the message of an angel, so by his passion and cross, may we be brought to the glory of his resurrection. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. And that is the Angelus. And this, we're getting ready for the Christmas season. And so, pray the rosary every day. Go to Mass every Sunday, of course, and every Holy Day. But if you have the opportunity of going to Mass during the week, as often as you get a chance to go to Mass, go to Mass. Make the Mass the center of your life. And how great it is. As we wait for our this holy night.
Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, join John Carpenter for A Journey with Mary, an in-depth look at some of the many places Our Lady has been throughout the world since 40 A.D. Came from the Catholic Defender Radio Network. Journey with Mary, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Sunday nights on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
And we will end Holy Name of Jesus preparing for December 25. We are being ready, still in Advent, getting ready for Christmas. And today being December the 18th, the Feast of Blessed Anthony Grassi. And what a story. What a story. And then the Angelus. And St. Francis Xavier, by the sign of the cross, made seawater fresh so that his fellow passengers and the crew could drink it. And may we be so empowered by this great sign, by this great faith, as we end in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And God bless you all today. May you all have a great day today. Live the blessing. Good day.